Hello and welcome to CNN 10. Today is April 23rd, 2021, and who cares? Fridays are awesome! I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for watching our show. Yesterday, April 22nd, was Earth Day, and that was when the White House kicked off a virtual climate summit, an online meeting of dozens of world leaders. U.S. President Joe Biden promised that America would dramatically reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. These include carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide. Most climate scientists blame these gases for polluting the atmosphere and negatively impacting the global climate. By the year 2030, President Biden wants to cut America's emissions of greenhouse gases by at least 50% over what they were in 2005. That's one of the most ambitious pledges in the world, but there are no penalties if the U.S. doesn't meet that commitment, and the Biden administration did not give details on how America would meet it. The U.S. hopes that having a high target in reducing greenhouse gas emissions will give it leverage in convincing other countries to do the same thing. The president said that no single nation can confront climate-related issues on its own, and he called on the other leaders in the summit, who included Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, to take action in their own countries to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But while the U.S. leader says doing this offers an extraordinary opportunity to create jobs in the green energy sector, critics say the president's policies have caused thousands of job losses in the oil, gas, and coal industries. Former President Donald Trump rolled back U.S. government regulations concerning greenhouse gas emissions. His predecessor, former President Barack Obama, had instituted new regulations. So American policies on this can change from president to president. The virtual climate summit runs through Friday. 10-second trivia. What makes up about 15% of our body weight? Water, skin, muscle, or blood? It's our skin, all 21 square feet of it, that accounts for about 15% of our body weight. Wearable technology may be going skin deep. We're talking about electronic skin, devices that are soft and flexible and could be used to closely monitor signals from the body. Technology like this could still take years to fully develop, and there are concerns about privacy if personal medical information could be seen on your skin or if it's loaded online.
Wearing your heart on your sleeve or hand could be the future of healthcare monitoring, thanks to an electronic skin or e-skin with the LED display. Designed by this man, Professor Takao Somaya is an expert in e-skin, an industry worth an estimated $4.5 billion in 2019.
E-skin is the next generation of wearables. E-skin is thin, lightweight, searchable, and durable.
Here at his lab, the Somaya Group Lab at the University of Tokyo, he and his team develop different types of e-skin and experiment with applications, including measuring facial expression for speech recognition and tracking biometric signals like a heartbeat and muscle movement to improve fitness and health, especially for Japan's increasingly elderly population. The e-skin is made from an ultra-thin, hypoallergenic nanomesh material with a gold layer. It's attached to a patient's chest with some water, and, Somaya says, can be worn for a week at a time, picking up biometric signals like a heartbeat. A specially designed belt with a wireless transmitter can send that heartbeat signal to a nearby smartphone, laptop, or directly to the cloud, which Somaya says will allow doctors to monitor their patients remotely.
To realize the home health care, it is very important to monitor the health condition of senior people for long period of time with high precision. E-skin is a powerful tool for monitoring of chronic disease.
An LED display attached to the hand will show the patient's data, like a heartbeat.
When display can be attached on the surface of a hand, and it is so easy to see, that is very convenient for the senior people or people with disability.
It can also receive simple characters sent from a smartphone, enabling others to send love from afar, an especially important feature during a pandemic.
I'm hoping that the skin display may transmit the information as well as the warm feeling of people.
The pandemic has also changed how some sports people are able to train. For Japanese Taekwondo athlete Mana Umehara, training with e-skin sportswear developed by the Somaya Group spin-off company Zenoma really hit the spot.
My impression after wearing it is that it's easy to use because it doesn't interfere with movement at all. Now it can get more precise instructions with numbers for how many centimeters to extend or how powerful it should be. Even when it's not possible to see my teachers due to coronavirus, I can get proper instructions if I send them my video.
While some products, like the LED display, are still in development, Somea's work is stretching the limits of possibility of eSkin as part of a growing industry, with researchers across the world developing similar technology.
So the ultimate goal of eSkin is to monitor all the different types of human information easily, anywhere and anytime. eSkin is now creating a completely new and huge market.
We're checking in now to what could become a five-star hotel of the future. We're saying could become because it's not being built yet. Some of its proposed features would be used for the very first time, and there are studies underway to find out if it makes sense to build this with the final cost unknown. It's also possible it could lose power, and engineers are trying to work out how it could be moved to land in case that happens. CNN 10 contributor Chris James explains why there's interest in the project.
Hey Carl, you know I love taking you guys on cool adventures to some of the world's most exciting and unexpected places. And today is no exception. I'm going to tell you about something that really caught my eye. Floating hotels. This phenomenon has been popping up all over the world in recent years, with Middle Eastern countries like the United Arab Emirates and Qatar leading the way with their exciting and innovative structures. Check out this new concept from a Turkish design team that leads the way when it comes to eco-consciousness. This hotel features 152 rooms, and get this, it not only generates its own electricity, but it also collects and reuses rainwater and food waste. The designers have worked with numerous experts, including ship construction engineers and architects, to come up with this bold project, which has been in the works since March 2020. This floating structure would work in a similar way to a dynamo, utilizing the water currents with wind turbines and tidal power as it rotates, converting the energy into electricity. Its movement would be controlled by dynamic positioning, a computer program used to maintain the position and direction of ships, as well as propellers and thrusters. Now, I know what you're thinking. Won't you get dizzy with all that spinning? Well, rest assured, the designers say guests are unlikely to experience any dizziness, as it takes 24 hours for the hotel to spin a full 360 degrees. Although the project has no estimated price tag yet, the team has set a 2025 completion date. Back to you, Carl.
It wasn't too long ago that we showed you a cargo ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal, so why would someone try to navigate a 308-foot super yacht through the narrow canals of Holland? Well, the company that built the ship had to ship it, get it, from their shipyard to the North Sea. This was the way to do that. The photographer who recorded the video says the process takes place 4 to 6 times a year. He also says people love to see it unless they're stuck at a drawbridge waiting for it to pass. For them, it's a hard sail. They have a vested interest in getting through and probably wonder if the company can help it. Why not float the idea of overnight shipping and see what that's all about? It's certainly something to think about because in terms of dayside effort, it takes a yacht. I'm Carl Azus, Darby High School in Darby, Montana. We see you. Thank you for your request on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/CNN10. Have a great weekend, everyone, from all of us here at CNN.